Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by
the American Heart Association. Right now in elementary schools across the U.S. are jump roping for heart. It is a great way for them to learn how important it is to take care of your heart, stay healthy and active while donating to an important cause. Join me, Sienna, in donating to this great cause. Jump Rope for Heart is by the American Heart Association.
Thank you, Sienna, for that great intro. Now, what I have done is set up a link that redirects you to the American Heart Association site at otrwesterns.com/jump. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/jump, where you can donate and give credit to my daughter and her school. Once you go to that page, just click Donate to Sienna on the right-hand side. I will also give anyone who donates a membership to the otrwesterns.com. With this membership, you will receive the entire back and current episodes of The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok, along with the first season of Bonanza, and episodes of the Gene Autry TV series. And starting next week, you will also receive the strips to the Gunsmoke episodes in a downloadable PDF format for free. It does not matter how much you donate. It can be as little as $5 or any amount you feel like donating. As an example, if you donate $5, you'll receive 1 month free. If you choose to donate more, I will give you a longer membership. This is my way of saying thanks for donating. As a reminder, I will not be receiving any of this money. All money transactions are handled by the American Heart Association. Do send me an email to podcast@otrwesterns.com once you've donated so I can give you a link to the members section. The deadline to do this is January 31st, 2012. I do want to thank you for donating to this important cause. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates January 6th, 1941. And the title is Rustlers at the Rio Grande. And I hope you enjoy.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. No one could match his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. It was he, more than any other man, who brought peace and security to the lawless frontier and blazed the trail for the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver!
Hank Shanley and his wife, Letty, were plowing the field beside their cabin. As they ran the furrow toward the end of the patch, where a bluff rose from the flat country, Shanley wet his lips and narrowed his eyes. He loosened his rifle, hitched across one shoulder, so that he could slip it into his hands quickly.
We're getting near the bluff, Letty.
Shanley, stop threatening. We'll have to get that gun into you. There ain't nothing gonna happen.
You said that afore, and it happened.
Well, that is a fool.
I tell you, Letty, it's Jeff Bruder.
No,
it is, I tell you, it is. Just because I beat him wrestling that day we was in town, he ain't never forgive me. It's him, I tell you.
What's that girl you're plowing?
It's straight. Letty, you know it's true. It's Jeff Bruder, him and his gang. He's afraid to face me straight out, so he's trying to scare me out of here.
Rather it was Bruder, not Ghost.
Trouble is, there ain't no way I can prove it. No way at all.
Careful.
Huh?
You're going to pieces, Hank. Last night you was tossing and mumbling in your sleep.
It ain't ghosts, I tell you, it ain't.
The way you say that, sounds like you're trying to convince yourself. You're more than half believing it is ghosts.
Ghosts or Bruder, I ain't giving up for nothing.
You gotta stop fretting about it, Hank. You gotta.
If I could only see somebody. If I could grab a hold of the coyote who's doing it. If it is somebody.
Hank, don't talk like that.
It's right about here. Right about this very spot. Oh, oh, Betsy. Stay still, Hank.
Don't hear nothing.
No, nothing. Don't see nothing either. What's that?
Birds.
Oh, yeah. This pesky jackdaw screeching.
Maybe it won't happen to them. Sometimes it don't.
Yeah, maybe. Come on. We'll get on with the plowing. All right, Bessie, stir yourself. There it is. Quick, behind the horse.
I ain't going to...
Do like I tell you. Get the gun. I'll get you, Con Sonia. I'll get you.
Hey, Jenny, where you going?
Up this hill. Ghost or no ghost, I'm coming for you. Now, where are you? Come on out. Who was it? Fire them shots. Where are you?
Hank!
Must be around someplace. Show yourself.
Thank you, fool. You're a killer target against the sky. Get down.
Let go, me lady.
Get down.
No need for that. No need for me to yell at you for not staying down behind the horse, neither. Even when I ought to.
Put that gun down.
Sure. You can see for yourself. Ain't nobody. Nobody as far as your eye can see.
But you're shot.
Nobody. There's no sound. No sound except from them doggone jackdaws. I tell you, it's a ghost.
No, Hank.
What are you going to do, Letty? I can't fight a ghost.
There ain't no ghost.
Look for yourself. You can't see a thing. Nothing. It's the ghost, and there ain't no way to lick it.
There is, Hank. There's one way.
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell you. I wrote a letter asking for help. And there were a year ago if you'll ever get the letter, but I sent it.
A letter? A letter to who?
To the Lone Ranger.
I got a letter for you, masked man. It's been all over the Panhandle from here to Albuquerque and back.
So I see. And from Comanche Bluff.
Yeah. All it says is to the Lone Ranger. But us stagecoach drivers knew one of us would run up against you sometime. Adios to you, masked man.
Adios, lads.
You too, Tonto. Gotta get the tracks under sundown. Come on, you lead horses. Lean in with them braces.
Adios.
Yes,
sir.
Get up there. Get up there.
Steady, Silver. Letters from Comanche Bluff?
Yes, Tonto.
Where that? West of the Rainbow River.
Oh, that long way off.
Letter signed by Letty Shanley.
What letter say?
Been a long time getting to us, Kemosabe. Almost a month.
Yeah. What matter?
Listen. My husband needs help real bad. He's in desperate trouble. You're the only one I can turn to. Please help before he goes local.
I'm bad.
1 month already, Tonto. Come along, we're traveling.
That's over. Maybe you're too late.
We'll know that when we get there, Kemosabe. But it's a call for help, and we can't ignore it. Faster, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Across the Panhandle, Silver. We're heading west for Comanche Bluff.
Hail, Silver! Away!
This Comanche Bluff.
And this is it, Tonto.
Hello, you there.
Follow me, mister.
Where's the Shanley Ranch?
What?
The Shanley Ranch.
Oh, Shanley. Mister, steer clear of that place. It's haunted so bad that Hank Shanley's turning crazy. They shot him. You're masked.
Stay away from your guns.
A masked man.
I told you not to slap leather. Now let's have that answer.
Where's the Shanley Ranch?
You head that way. Down the wagon trail. There's a footpath cuts across the plain out near the dry spring. You can't miss it.
Thanks. All right, Hunter.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Not much farther to go.
So that's him. Where's my guns? I should put a couple of bullets right in his back.
Pretty. Brother, it's him.
Don't you fool?
Let's let it go.
Pull the trigger, I'll skin you alive. Put them shooting irons back in the holster.
Brother, that mask on me. That's the Lone Ranger.
Close to your guns.
If you say so.
I was watching. Sure, I know it's the Lone Ranger. That mask and the white stallion. That Injun part of his. You didn't let on you knew who he was, did you? You didn't call him by name.
No, I played it poker face.
Good, good.
But he's going to Shanley. And Shanley. Marie's going to help him.
Yeah, I figured so when I heard you giving directions. You pulled it out the way.
You ain't worried?
Not me, Pretty. Not me. Pretty, I swore a long time ago that I was going to get Shanley. I swore I wasn't going to kill him. I was going to drive him local.
That's allowed, Bruder. Ain't but you and me know what you're doing, or how.
Yeah, anyways, I'm driving local. Gonna make him local as a coyote in a mad moon. And if the Lone Ranger gets in the way, it'd be just too bad for the Lone Ranger, Teddy. Get the horses. We're trailing after them hombres.
Stop right here. Yonder's the place, mister. In that cloud field right under the bluff. I'm so glad you got here, Lone Ranger.
We'll walk up there, Mr. Shanley. No, Silver. You wait. Your husband seemed very ill. He hardly spoke to us.
He ain't sick, mister. It's just his mind.
Tell her him local and quiet, Hutter.
No, I hear the engine. He's right. Your husband is almost local. He drove almost crazy to what's been going on. Shots coming out of nowhere.
He mentioned something about a man named Bruder.
Bruder? Just a coward and a bully. He's a backbiting, sidewinding snake.
Is he behind this?
Mister, I wish I knew for sure. Nobody knows, mister.
Bruder threatened to get revenge on your husband.
He did. But if he fired them shots, we should have seen him. Hank went up that bluff many a time. Not a sight or sound of no one. Could it be ghosts, mister? Could it?
Ghosts, not shoot gun.
I'm upset. Maybe we're both gone loco. Maybe both of us.
Don't talk that way. Your husband hasn't been out here in quite a while.
What? How'd you tell you that?
In this field. It's been furrowed and planted. It hasn't been cared for. It's dry as dust.
Isn't that right?
We've been scared to come out here. Them shots.
I see.
Here we are. We were standing right here.
There's the bluff.
It ain't more than 10 feet high. Hank used to scramble up at that foot. But he never seen nothing.
Looks quiet.
Anto seen nothing.
There's nothing in sight and no sound, Mrs. Shanley.
Yes, that's it. Nothing at all, except in them jackdaws.
What? What's that? You heard birds?
Yes. Just around the time when them shots started, the jackdaws would start chattering and screaming. At...
Yes. Not jackdaw.
There they are, over the bluff, chattering and shrilling.
Get down, down on the ground.
The shot!
Stay here, down. On your feet.
I'm not hurt.
You come past. Quick, Hunter. Help Mrs. Shanley over here. Close under the lip of the bluff.
We there.
Stay right here, Mrs. Shanley. Right where you are.
We go uphill.
Now this way, Hunter. Your guns.
Are you ready?
Before do I stay down here,
Batman? Those shots came from the edge of the bluff. No one could fire down on you. Stay down.
You watch out.
Here's the top. Stand over it. Don't show yourself.
There's no one here.
No one at all.
Funny.
No one, Mrs. Shanley. Not a living soul. Except the jackdaws.
That's right. Jackdaw.
Yes, Kimasabi. We know what they mean.
Come on, Pretty, come on. Get out of that tunnel.
I'm coming.
I heard the shots. Aimed to kill, like I told you.
Yeah, right smack at the engine, the woman, and the Lone Ranger. I didn't stop to see. I had to leave pronto.
Yeah. That old fox tunnel ain't too small. You can travel fast.
I reckon I didn't miss, Bruder. I'm a good shot. You know that.
Yeah. Scared him before, and this time shooting real. Come on, we got work to do.
We
We're heading for...
You know where. Shenley's cabin is down that way.
On your horse. Come on. Get moving, coyotes.
Best man, you reckon them shots was real?
We'd been standing, we'd have been shot, Mr. Shanley.
How'd you know them was real shots? I always figured...
Oh, we know. We were sure of it because... But here's your cabin. We'll stay out here a moment. We'll be right inside.
Yeah. Joe Hank, there weren't no ghosts doing the shooting before. You believe me?
I hope so.
He will. When I tell him the Lone Ranger got troop, he'll be a changed man.
Tyler. We're going back to the bluff later on and look around.
And we're going now?
In a few moments. I want to make sure Shanley realizes he has nothing to fear from ghosts. Those shots were fired to kill Kemosabe.
That's right.
The Shanley may not be enough of a plainsman to know it, but jackdaws are a sure signal to anyone trained in woodcraft. When they started to scream, that meant something was up there on that bluff.
That's right. You think it Bruder?
We'll have to find this man, Bruder. There goes Mrs. Shanley into the cabin. We'll have to see what he's been up to. Boy, he's been trying to drive Shanley out of it.
What in the world? Come on, Silver! Inside, Tuttle. Mrs. Shanley!
Oh, I can't hear! He's disappeared!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived at the town of Comanche Bluff, they were certain that Hank Shanley was being made the victim of a plot to drive him insane. But when Letty Shanley let the masked man and the Indian to their cabin, her husband had disappeared. Miles away, across the plains, two men spurred their horses on, Bruder and Pert. The limp form of Hank Shanley lay across Bruder's saddle.
We gone far enough, Bruder?
On the other side of the cottonwoods.
Come on, horse. Take it easy, Bruder. Your horse is carrying double.
Ain't your business, pretty? We are right. This pony is my affair. Here, pull up. How do you like it?
Like what? I don't see nothing.
Come on. It's right in front of you.
Huh? Well, I'll do it. You got a sob tabber set right in these trees.
Yeah.
And, I say, no wonder I didn't spot it. You got it all covered with branches and leaves.
Get away, pretty. Guess you know it was there. You could pass right by it without seeing it.
You would take a mighty sharp eye.
All right, off your horse. Get ahead of Shanley.
Let's take him inside.
Yeah, kick open that door. You can jump on that bunk there.
Hey.
What are you stopping for?
This room looks mighty familiar, Bruder.
Is it?
Yeah, like... Bruder.
Hey, there. You see the jump stone, is it?
This here's the spitting image, the room we took Shanley out of.
Put him on the bunk.
Same shape of the room. Same engine blanket on the wall. Same buffalo hide in the floor. Everything's a...
Come on, jump on the bunk.
If he wasn't plumb local before, he sure will be when he opens his eyes.
Yeah. He'll wake up right soon. Let's get moving. Close the door. Now fix it so he can't get out. Yeah, I reckon that bar will hold him.
Got him a regular prisoner, ain't you?
Yeah, figured this out a long time, pretty.
I'd hate to be in Shanley's boots. If it was me, I'd have shot him and got it over with.
Yeah, she was too easy for him. Shanley made me a laughing stock when he beat me to wrestling. I don't like being laughed at. Pretty soon the laugh will be the other way. I'll example. We'll backtrack and cover the trail just in case.
Hope the sheriff don't find what we've been doing, Bruder.
Sheriff and nobody else. A couple hours from now, we'll be sitting quiet and peaceful back in Comanche Bluff. There won't be nobody to know we ever left town.
He's a sheriff.
I've been down to the pound scene, Mrs. Shanley. I saw one of them bullets stuck into the sod.
Did you discover where they were fired from, Sheriff?
No, mister, I didn't.
But what happened to Hank? He was right here.
I don't reckon he could have had nothing to do with it. He was in town when I left.
Me not him. Tyler brought you out here, Sheriff. You're sure you saw Bruder?
Well, not exactly. But he was around earlier.
You just took it for granted, then.
Reckon I did, mister. I'll head for Comanche Bluff and make certain.
And Ruta might have returned by this time.
Just one way to find out.
The sheriff.
Yeah?
Tonto and I have a good idea of what's been going on.
Yeah? You mean where them shots come from?
A very good idea.
Well, mister, let's have it.
And not right now. We prefer to make sure first. You'll be in Comanche Bluff tonight.
Why?
We need you. Tonto will come.
I'll be there. Adios. And don't worry, Mrs. Shanley. If it's Drew who's been trying to get your husband Loco, he'd wish he hadn't. Get up. Get up.
Mister, you said...
Yes?
Where is he? What happened to him?
We find trail.
Trail? In the cabin? I don't see none.
And Tonto's an Indian, Mrs. Shanley. His eyes are very sharp.
We're going now, huh?
Yes, Tonto. Steady, Silver.
Hold it out.
You stay in your cabin, Mrs. Shanley. We'll be back. Remember what the sheriff said. Don't worry about your husband.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scott.
Don't worry about my husband. How can anybody help worrying? I don't even know where he is.
Why we go slow?
The trail's had it.
Huh?
It's wiped out.
That's right. No more signs.
It's been covered up. We've got to uncover it.
Off your horse.
We've got to find that trail, Tonto.
I can't get over the way the sheriff can bust in here, Curtis.
His jaw dropped a mile when he seen us sitting here calm as a spring morning.
He sure talked around a lot, didn't he?
Didn't turn out with nothing to the point, did he?
How could he? He couldn't let on he had any suspicions about us.
I rubbed down the horses when we come back. Put them away.
I tell you, we're clear.
See them now. Tell you, we ain't heard nothing about, you know.
The old rage in the engine.
Seemed like the sheriff would do some talking.
You dragged Austin, didn't you? If the sheriff suspects us... He wouldn't come right out and say so, not without he's got proof.
You reckon he's playing his cards close?
Sure. Keep a close mouth to see if we make a wrong move. Which we ain't.
How long do you reckon we'll keep Shannon in that cabin, brother?
A couple of days longer. He'll be a harmless lunatic when he comes out of there. Why, I can just see him the way...
What's that?
Somebody tapping on the window.
I don't see any...
What, Marty? You hear that?
Ruder and Bertie, you better watch out.
Susan Shanley.
That's where I'll be waiting for you. Waiting for you.
Shanley, it can't
look
be.
Look out the window.
Buddy, nothing, just a stone.
What are you so like two of the poles for?
Do you see anything?
It's dark out there. No sign of whoever it was.
It's Shanley, I tell you, Ruder. You heard him.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Must have been. He must have got out of the cabin.
Have your guns. We've got to find out.
But Ruder, what about the sheriff?
Never mind the sheriff. Get out the back way and take a look around the town. It's dark. Saddle up them horses. We're going out to the cottonwoods.
Here's the cabin.
Keep your guns heavy. Hey, door's open.
Yeah.
Shanley. Get a light in here, pretty. That lamp.
Yeah. He's empty, brother. That means it was Shanley we heard.
Well, there was nobody outside of the door. I can't see how he got it open.
Here. Here's what done it.
The poker slid in along the edge of the door and lifted the bar from inside. I gotta get that arm break, Purdy.
Huh?
Don't you listen to what he said?
You mean outside our place?
Ruder and Purdy, you better watch out. He may be Loco, but he knows we brung him here.
It ain't possible. We hit him before he knew what
he
was...
He said our names, did he? Keeps talking that way, sooner or later the sheriff's gonna learn about it. We gotta quiet that hombre permanent. Chris, it is. Where is he?
Yeah, he couldn't. Ruder.
You heard something?
A horse and a plow, below the bluff.
Yeah?
A horse and a plow,
but... My granny, you're right. That's what he said, too.
The place where I dry ghost, the masked man, and the Indian, and Shanley's wife.
Well, you know Shanley's place.
He sure enough sounded Loco when he was talking.
Loco enough to be there right now. Spur your horse. We will be shown soon. This time we'll put the bullet into him. Let's go.
Sheriff! Sheriff Dickens! Sheriff!
What in tarnation?
better come to our place.
Your husband's back?
He's acting crazy and alone. He's got the horse hitched to the plow. He's out in the plow field.
This time of night, in the moonlight?
You've got to come. He's staying right next to the bluff where the shots come before. I'm scared, Sheriff.
That your buggy?
You'll come?
Right this instant, ma'am. Where's the Lone Ranger and the engine?
I'll tell you on the way, Sheriff, but please, you got to hurry.
Sure wish your horse was faster, but get up there. Yeah. All that doggone foolishness. Crawling into a tunnel in the side of a hill. It's hardly big enough to take a deep breath in.
A little farther, Sheriff.
What's going on? I hurry out here with Mrs. Shanley, and you come into this tunnel. I don't savvy. Yeah. Ain't that Shanley out there?
That's him. This is far enough.
Yeah. Stop. He sure does sound plumb local at that.
Sheriff, Shanley's not crazy.
Out there with a horse and plow in the moonlight? Mr.
Keep your voice down. Sheriff, Shanley had been talking about mysterious shots.
Sure, local we talk.
Those shots were supposed to come from this very bluff, right above this tunnel.
There weren't nobody there, ever.
Not up there, Sheriff. They came from here.
What's that?
Right from this tunnel. Here, look.
Well, I'll be... It's an open right inside the bluff.
This is where the shots came from.
Mask man, how do you think it
is? We saw jackdaws fluttering over this spot, and that led us here.
Jackdaws, huh? I should have figured that myself. But Shanley disappeared.
He was taken away. Tonto and I found the trail. It was hidden, but we found it. We got Shanley out and made it look as if he'd gotten out himself. We told him what to do.
You mean he's out there acting loco because you told him?
We wanted to trap the men who tried to drive him crazy. The same men who tried to kill Tonto and Mrs. Shanley and me.
Luder and Purdy.
Right.
But why come here into this old tunnel? Why?
Listen. Somebody come. Quiet. You hear? Yes. Sheriff, come on. We're outside the entrance. No, we'll wait.
Why, that's Luder. That quiet.
In my splendor, Luder. To that long, narrow space.
This is it.
What time?
Just move that brush to one side.
Hey, Shadow. Clear the moonlight.
Careful. Don't lean forward. You'll roll right through them vines to the bottom of the slope.
It's only 10 feet.
Best for nobody to see where the shots come from.
Get that buffalo gun.
Right here.
I'll draw a bead on it for good. Then we get a rest to set the barrel on. There. Now.
Sheriff, get him.
Fuck that.
He got him.
Yes, man.
Grab him.
Look out.
In the gun.
Now you go, 30.
Help, last man. Do you need any
help? Not anymore. The sheriff has these two.
I sure have, Shanley. Stand up, both of you. You're heading for the calaboose.
I seen you roll out of the bluff. Never calculated they'd be shooting from cover. Letty! Letty!
Hank, you all right? Never been harmed?
Oh, I'm fine, Letty. And look, the sheriff has Bruder and Purdy right under his gun.
Yes, don't shoot, Sheriff. We'll go peaceable.
You sure will, hombre.
How'd you figure out that tunnel they was using? Nobody tunneled with that before.
It wasn't the sheriff, Bruder. You want to know who figured your scheme? Look there.
Come on, Silver. Come on, Scout.
That's who it was. Luder, you might have got by tangling with us folks, but there isn't anybody can beat the Lone Ranger.
Thank you.
story you've just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.